USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Chinese officials said Monday that their gross domestic product expanded by 4.9% in the third quarter from a year earlier, putting China's economy back toward its pre-coronavirus levels. The Wall Street Journal says China revived its economy in three stages. First, by shutting down economic activity. In April, authorities got factories revved up again, allowing exports to increase. Then in the third quarter, authorities began encouraging consumers to venture out and open their wallets. After big tech censoring of President Trump and other conservatives in recent months, State Representative Tom Kading in North Dakota introduced a bill that would put social media giants like Twitter and Facebook in legal trouble for restricting political posts in North Dakota. No word on when the measure would be voted on. The winner at the Sony Open in Honolulu, Hawaii, belonged to Kevin Na. He won for the fourth time in a row. Na was three shots behind with six holes to play for a one-shot victory with a birdie on the final hole. USA Radio News.
Newsmax TV. Everyone is watching it now. President Trump says he loves it. And more than 30 million Americans tune into Newsmax TV. With great shows and analysts like Dick Morris, Rudy Giuliani, Michelle Malkin, Diamond and Silk, Mike Huckabee, Alan Dershowitz, and a lot more. Every night you can watch Newsmax's number one show, Greg Kelly Reports. Greg Kelly and Newsmax are unafraid to tell the truth about the election, how big tech is censoring you, and Joe Biden's dangerous plans. You need to watch Newsmax TV. Get Newsmax on all major cable systems or check your guide. If you don't get Newsmax, call your cable operator. Tell them you want Newsmax. And remember, Newsmax is free on Roku, YouTube, Apple TV, Zumo, TiVo Plus, Pluto, Chromecast, and most smart TVs like Samsung and LG. And don't forget to download the free Newsmax TV app. All other cable news channels ask you to pay, but Newsmax's app is free. So start watching anytime, anywhere in the world.
As the nation prepares for a new president, the nation's capital looks more like a war zone than a place to celebrate. Washington, D.C.'s military buildup is not only happening at the nation's capital, but also at state capitals. USA Radio News' Dan Naraki reports.
The nation's capital is on lockdown as Washington, D.C. prepares for Wednesday's inauguration, but some security experts are warning that state capitals across the country are at more of a risk for violence than the nation's capital. Former FBI Assistant Director Chris Swecker tells Fox News that the state capitals could be the softer targets for those intending on committing violence on Inauguration Day.
I'm more concerned, really, about what's happening in our nation's capital, the capitals of the states, the capital cities. I think those are going to be the softer targets for people who don't want to travel to D.C., understand that it's buttoned down. And then that is a hit-or-miss proposition when it comes to the police departments and whether they're enabled and funded and capable of dealing with that kind of problem.
From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Four teams remain in the playoff hunt for the Lombardi Trophy. USA Radio News' Dan Rocky breaks down what happened over the weekend.
The reigning Super Bowl champs have advanced to the AFC Championship game, but it may have cost them their star quarterback. The Kansas City Chiefs held off the Cleveland Browns 22-17 Sunday and will host next week's conference title game against the Buffalo Bills. It's the third straight season that the Chiefs have hosted that game. Chiefs quarterback Patrick Mahomes left Sunday's game in the third quarter after a hard hit. He was later diagnosed with a concussion, leaving his status for next weekend in question. And the NFC Championship game is set as Tampa Bay will head to top-seeded Green Bay next week after beating New Orleans Sunday 30-20. It's the 13th conference championship game for Bucks quarterback Tom Brady. He's 9-4 in conference title games, but an even 3-3 on the road. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
NFL insider Jay Glazer says the Chiefs feel good about Mahomes' status and the likelihood of him playing in the AFC Championship game. No stranger to playoff football, Tampa Bay Buccaneer quarterback Tom Brady says he enjoys playing with this team.
Just done an amazing job, and, guys really come together. It's a really unique team, and we have great chemistry. We have fun at practice, and we work really hard to get this point, just like the other three teams remaining, so... It's hard to get to this point. There's nothing guaranteed from this point forward, but, you know, we got to go out there and we're going to have to play our very best to beat one of the best teams in the league.
For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.